Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show. Got a little frog in my throat there. But anyway, we're coming to you from the RBR Network. It's located out of Memphis, Tennessee. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this fun cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take in just a few minutes. I want everyone to know, though, that you can access the show easily by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section, after the show finishes. And now if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. And we have got the most wonderful guest on our show this evening, Melanie Mitchell. She is a spiritual advisor, a medium, healer, and a teacher. And she has got a lot of great things to share with us. But before I bring Melanie in, I'm going to tell you about the network. The RBR Network has something going every day of the week. Monday is the Cosmic Contact Show. That's me, and that's at 4:30. That is Pacific time. 6:30 is Central time. Tuesdays, Central time is the I Am Well Show at 8 p.m. The Night Search Show comes on at 9:30 on Tuesday at 10 p.m., and that's Central time. The No Show is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, Central Time. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that is live at 8:30, Central Time on Wednesdays. And Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly. It's 5:30 p.m. Central Time. The Searchers Roadmap Show on Friday is at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 Show on Friday is at 3 p.m. Then Saturday, we have Soul Town, The Sound of Music, and that's at 3 p.m. And Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 Show. And, again, that's at Sunday at 3 p.m. That's out of Boston. So now you have our rundown for everything that's going on. And we are going to have a great show this evening. Before I bring Melanie in, I want to tell you a little bit about her background. I work with Melanie at Soul Food. It is a coffee house and internet cafe, but we do readings there. And that's where I met her, and boy, the first time she did a reading for me, it was wonderful, and she brought in my whole family that has left me, and ones I didn't, you know I would get to hear from, but it was exciting, and it was right on. So I know you're not going to be disappointed this evening, so if you've got a loved one that you want to talk to, you make sure you ask her, get on and get a good question, and see what she can come up with for you. And anyway, but I want to tell you a little bit. She's been on the show several times. So every time she comes on, we love it. She's funny. She's interesting. She's spot on. She knows what she's saying. She will give you a great reading. And I know you're going to just feel the love that she pours out there when she does work with people. She's definitely a wonderful healer and of everyone, of everything. She's got our number. Well, this evening she says she's going to talk to us about patience. Like we need some patience, you know that. But the blessing that comes with having patience. So let me bring her in, and we'll see what she's got to share with us this evening. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Honey, great. We're so happy to have you on again. And, of course, I'm already going to say this. You're going to have to get back on next month, too, because you just are so good. And I know you've got a lot of good things to share. And we've got several people online that would love to talk to you this today. So if you will give us, won't you tell us a little bit, maybe some things about you that people don't know and that you want to share, and share to us with us about being patient and how it can be,
well,
we can be blessed by being that way. Or
well,
doing more
first
of it.
Off, yeah. Well, first off, I have to say thank you so much, Pam, for such beautiful, kind words at the beginning of the show. And I just want to say namaste to you, because you are such an incredible healer and an incredible blessing to so many as well. And I also, you know, today I wanted to talk a little bit about patience, because in the past, you know, few months, there's been so much, you know, going on. And I'm constantly talking about the so much that is going on. And the so much that is going on tends to be outside of ourselves, not necessarily the things that are connected to our inner source and our inner light. And, you know, I was even coming home from work today, you know, because I was confused about the time, because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be there at 4, and it's supposed to be at 4:30. And so I'm, you know, in this space, I'm trying to rush myself to get somewhere, when in fact, you know, what I needed to do, and after I did it, I needed to send up this prayer that I will be in the right place at the right time, and really trust in the process that, you know, if something is meant for me or something's meant to be for me, then this is where it's going to be there, not to get caught up in the chaos of trying to make something happen. And so, you know, it's not, you know, for me, I can tell you, when it comes to patience, I think that I'm a pretty good patient person when it comes to me knowing what the outcome is. So I'm trying to, you know, I tend to try to work on being, you know, patient and trusting in the outcome, you know, opposed to knowing what the outcome is. And I know that that probably sounds a little confusing, but there's this sense of being patient, trusting that spirit has your back, trusting that spirit has positive expectations for you and all of those that are involved in whatever situation you're going in or in that process of waiting. And, you know, there's been so many times that I look around me and I see that, you know, I may be waiting for a job, I may be waiting for whatever, waiting for an answer, whether it's an answer to a prayer or answer to a meditation that I was doing or an answer from, you know, a loved one or whatever, or God, just, you know, waiting for something. And there's times when in that waiting process you can get discouraged and you can get frustrated, you know, and the whole piece of that is if you get frustrated, if you get discouraged, that's okay, because we're human. It, you know, I don't think patience includes that you have to be a certain way. Sometimes that frustration and sometimes that discouragement can make the process a little slower, because it's a little bit of a, you know, it kind of brings things down just a tad. But it's also a piece of being human, being able to express your emotions and allowing yourself to release those emotions and not getting caught up in them. And, you know, there's also this piece of in the space of waiting where you can allow yourself to practice receiving and trusting that what is, again, what is meant for you is going to be there. And not only what is meant for you is going to be there, what you're not expecting in a positive light will be there. Because I always say, in the space of waiting, in the space of prayer, in the space of the unknown, miracles can happen. Things that we don't, you know, often see or we don't often expect. Like if you sit and you say, okay, I want to get this, I want to get a car, I want to get, you know, I want a, what is it, I want a house, I want, you know, I want a relationship with this person and that person. And you are waiting for this, there's two ways that you can look at that experience. You can either wait and you have, because of past experiences, you can get caught up in what happened and then get discouraged that it won't happen for you. Or either you can look at that in that waiting process and say, I'm going to trust in the process of this happening, and I'm going to allow myself to feel what I need to feel and know that spirit or the divine or whomever you believe is your creator will follow through for me. Sometimes I don't even know what it is that is the best for me. Sometimes you can get so caught up in how something should be, you may lose track of what is the very best for you, you know, or someone else that's involved. So being able to be in that state of waiting or being in that process of waiting really gives you a chance to shift some perspective and really change the way that you've defined some things that you created in your own reality. And so, you know, patience, it's not easy. I can tell you what, that freaking thing is an exercise. That's freaking like, you know, patience is an exercise and a practice. Like you go to Gold Gym, to yoga class. It's a practice. But once you allow yourself to be centered in the knowingness that what is for you will be there. There's a gospel song that says, "What God has for me is for me." You know, when you know that and you have that from the highest and greatest good or the highest and the best is going to be present for you, you can be still in that knowingness. And those things that you are desiring will come to you quicker than what you could have even created by doing everything yourself. So, you know, that's what I have to say, you know, about patience. And even for those who are practitioners, you know, those who are doing this work, and I think everyone by this time is doing this work, you know, regardless if they've chosen to do it as a career or they're doing this, you know, by helping a friend or being a support or a practitioner of any sort, you learn how to be patient for others as they're going through their own process. But being patient with yourself and for yourself is definitely a practice. You know, you have to realize that the energy that you give is not only appreciated, but it's also energy that's given from the divine or given from spirit or given from, you know, prana, whether it's earth prana, you know, air prana, whatever prana, wherever that energy is coming from, you are receiving a great amount of energy. And so in the times where you are in your highest or you're moving in your next level of healing work or your next level of anything, you may be called to be patient. And those in that space of being patient, for anyone who's being that's a practitioner of anything, whether it's light work or, you know, construction or whatever it is, whenever you're moving forward into that next level of your own development, that time and space that we take to wait, that time and space that we take to be patient, is teaching us to let go and release those things that weigh us down. I think that word wait is powerful, because wait could actually be in the process of waiting or putting weight on yourself, you know, in that process. So, you know, this gift of being patient, this gift of sitting still and trusting in the knowingness that what is for you is coming to you, well, it speeds things up quite quickly. It helps you unearth some things that you never thought could be unearthed. It gives you space to listen to your prayers, to actually hear God, to feel spirit. And when I say God, I'm also saying the universal light, the universal truth. It is not just, you know, narrowed down to any form of definition. I believe that God is beyond our explanation of what could be. But I just think that that process of that art of patience is such a powerful gift that we have, because it teaches us to slow down our minds. It teaches us to slow down our hearts. It teaches us to slow down and see what we've come out of and what we are coming into. It's just an incredible development, but it is a practice. So I encourage you to keep practicing. You know, if you're on, if you're in the traffic, you know, this is a good time to practice patience. You know, there are times where someone is getting on you, you know, this is a good time to practice patience and know that, you know, any time that you get a chance to slow down, any time that you get a chance to smell the roses, you know, take time to love yourself and go into the space of self-care. Any time that you get that in that process of waiting is a gift to you. And, you know, you can choose what you do in that waiting process. Realize anything that I've ever said has always been about your power of choice. I can't tell you what to do. You know your life. You know what you go through. So, you know, I don't care what kind of practitioner I am or what kind of work I've done. Your life in the way that you live it, I can't tell you because we all go through so much, so I can't really say. But I can tell you that making a choice to practice patience can heal you, can get you to tolerate some things that you probably haven't, can get you to have compassion, can get you to see things in a more graceful way, to see grace itself. That's what patience will do. So, you know, gardening is a great practice of patience. You know, speaking to your elders, those who, you know, who have lived life plenty of times. I have a great aunt who's probably one of the most beautiful ladies in the world, and she has the softest forehead in the whole United States. I know you're like, what in the world? But I'm telling you, I'm a forehead kisser. I kiss the forehead. And she, I remember till this day how soft her forehead is. And it's because of all the experiences that she's gone through and the amount of grace that she's had by going through them, I think has created this really incredible softness in her. And whenever I've spoken to her, you know, in my life, and it's not often, but whenever I have spoken to her, she's always brought forth a beautiful light in me and reminds me of that patience that I need. You know, I'm still young, and I think that everyone is still young, whether emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you're still wherever you are. And, you know, to be able to speak to someone that has gone through, she's 100, you know, going through all that process of life, it teaches me that what I've gone through is just, it's just a path. It's just some experience. But when I can look at those things and laugh, and when I can look at what I've gone through and realize that I was patient in my process, I mean, I hope to have that same soft forehead at the end. I mean, it's really wonderful. So anyway, I send blessings to all of you, and I hope you, I send you so much love and encouragement on the process of patience, because it certainly isn't. It isn't easy. So.
Okay. Well, we know that. I don't mind about being patient, but let's just quicken it up and get it going a little bit faster here. You know, take your time, God, but let's make it now. Okay?
That's right. Be specific. Yes.
Well, anyway, I want everyone to know that if you want to get in touch with Melanie, you can go to her website, www.jadevisionary.com, or you can call her. And her number is, what is your number? I've lost you here. Hold on a second.
It's 773-289-8872.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, 773-289-8872. Good deal.
Yes.
Well, okay, we've got several people online, and I'm going to bring our first caller in. Her name is Cheryl, Cheryl. She's from Michigan.
Yes.
Hello, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Is this you? Cheryl.
Cheryl. No,
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Yes. How are you?
Lady. Good, how are you?
Hi. Many blessings to you. How can
Thank
I help you today?
Yes. I have two quick questions, and I'll make it
yes.
fast. First off, when do you see me getting my own apartment? And how does Sam feel about me?
Okay. So we can look at that. When do I see you getting your own apartment? Okay.
You had to write the first one.
Okay, your first apartment. Okay. Okay, good. And how does Stan feel about you?
Yeah, what would that be hitting?
Okay. I feel like, well, the interesting thing about it is that when you will get your first apartment is when, and this is going to sound, no, I'm just going to say it. When it is time for you to get your first apartment will be the time where you feel like you have enough financially. I feel like they're saying to you to get out of, try, and I, again, this is hard stuff from a human standpoint, but this is what they're giving. Get out of, it feels like sometimes you have a very specific picture of what you would like. Do you understand? Like, of what you would like in your space. And sometimes the financial direction, there, sometimes it feels like you don't have the amount that you need. Do you understand? It's like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to have the enough space. And they're saying to you, you know, give yourself towards the end of the summer. I don't feel like a humongous rush to go. But that happens when you have to say, okay, I have everything that I need and I'm ready to take my step up. And in the first apartment may not be like the big, you know, like the awesomest apartment in the whole ginormous of the world, but it will be a step out and on your own, because it feels like where you are, I keep feeling overwhelmed, and I don't know why I feel overwhelmed. So there's this feeling of taking a step forward. It's like one step, and then the bigger picture. So, the key is just, yes.
That's what my granny was. She was telling me to start off as in a studio apartment versus a one-bedroom.
Yes.
But I don't
want
to do that because I'd be too crammed. Like, if I was to have company.
This is the thing. You must let go. You just need a step out.
Okay.
You need a step out. And then you take the step, because you need a step out, because once you take that step out, your mind is going to open up, and I feel like you're going to have a little bit more focus to finish some things that you started. Whether it's school or whether it's some things like this, I feel like you're going to have more space to do what you need to do. So it's just you need to take a step out. Now, as for Stan, I feel like, they yell saying that you already know the energy around him, but I'm just going to relay what it is. It feels like you need, someone just yelled and said, stop. You don't have to beg for anything. Do you understand? Like, don't get caught up in waiting necessarily. I don't feel like you have to wait for him per se in a situation. I think you know what it is that you want, and you need to take some space so that you can get it. I'd be more focused at this time on trying to get out. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's where my head would be more so than the love thing. And I think it's love. Is this love? Is standing you love?
No, not necessarily. I've just been kind of focused on work, school. I just started back to school just last Monday.
Good for you. I focus on that, and then I think the feeling around it, and I know I have to go now, but the feeling around it is that if you focus on the things that you need to build, because it feels like you're in a building process for yourself, if you start focusing on what you need to build, I almost feel like you're going to surpass the energy of Stan. In order for you to, you must withstand the stand. You have to withstand the stand. So just take your step out. Get that one bit at a time. Your grandmother is absolutely right, and she's such an encourager to you.
Yes,
and don't be afraid of failing, because there isn't a such thing for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I say God bless you. Take care.
You Both of y'all too. Thank you, ladies. Have a
Sherelle.
Great day.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye,
yeah.
Sherelle.
Bye. Okay, I think she was on last time too, wanting to know about her relationships with men. Love to get that straightened out. Okay, our next caller is Melvin from Georgia.
Yes. Hi, Melvin.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you all for taking my call tonight.
Bless you, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing much better. Thank you. Bless you all. Thank you.
Good. How may I help you today?
I just want to see what's coming up for me and with my finances and relationship with someone.
Okay. The important thing, okay, so around the finances, they are showing me that there are some things that are coming up. So it's weird because it kind of feels like there's challenges that may be coming up, but they are coming up so that they can come to the surface and leave. Okay, so don't get discouraged around the finances. It feels like there's just some things coming up for you to clear, and you're almost done with clearing all of that. And then I feel more steady, okay? They also show that you want to pay really close attention to there's sometimes around the finances you can hold tightly to money. Does that make sense? You can hold tightly to it sometimes. And they're saying to know that when you are able, sometimes when you're able to give from a space of love, then you are going to be blessed around that energy. But they're saying to you that financially you're coming into more of a stable point, but there is going to be some challenge, a little bit of challenge coming up. You know, I'm not the best of day and time, but it feels like around July, I feel like, ooh, like something is coming. And you, not in a scary way, it's just like, oh, crap, I thought I took care of that kind of feeling. And then and then we're going to move along. Now, with relationship, I do have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm sorry. When you said something in July, it's...
Yes.
I'm going to say, what, I mean, is this a bad blue or is it
No, it's not bad. It's more so, I need to take a look. Like, okay, so let me ask you, how are you with detail?
Sometimes I get lazy. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I need you until between now and July 17th, I need you to start paying attention to the your paperwork and detail.
Okay.
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 So what happens, because sometimes it can get overwhelming, so I overlook something. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so some things that are overlooked can come to pass in July. And you go, oh shoot, I thought I took care of that kind of feeling. And it's not a scary thing. It's just you want to start paying more close attention to details, and not to mention I feel a little energy in your throat. So and when I say throat, it's the energetic throat, the throat chakra, not your physical throat. But but sometimes when you get worried about money, your throat tightens. You get a little tight there, and they're saying to you, you need to sometimes be okay with expressing when you need assistance. And I feel like sometimes you've been, you know, I feel like you have asked for help and all for some time, and you feel like there's been so many people you may have asked for help, you stop asking.
Right.
Okay? And they're saying to you that the only reason why it feels bad is because, you know, and I don't know why Spirit is presenting it this way, so, you know, when we say we're going to borrow something, don't say that you're going to borrow it if you're not borrowing it.
Right.
You know, just go ahead and ask for what you need to ask for. And if that person wants to give that to you, they will. But you don't have to. Sometimes people want to give you things or want to help you because of who you are as a person, not necessarily because they need you to constantly pay them back. But it has been this sense where because you felt like you haven't been able to pay everybody back, you stop asking.
Mm-hmm.
So the feeling around it is that you need to, you can be honest with them and say, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't, you know, this is the shortcoming. I wasn't able to pay you back. Thank you so much for what you do. Offer people more gratitude for how they've helped you,
right,
opposed to closing up, okay? Going to the situation. Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because I'm working on another question. That's all right. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, when it comes to love, are you in a married relationship?
No, ma'am. I've been divorced since 98.
Okay. Are you concerned about settling down?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I definitely want to meet a real good woman to settle down.
I think
down
you do.
Really.
I think you do. Ideally, I think it's something that you want to do. That's ideally what you would like. But I also feel like, have you been able to have a break?
A break from dating?
Yeah. Well, not just from dating. From like feeling, you know, I feel like, you know, I feel like you're currently an on and off kind of relationship. Like you have on and off feeling, like not you, but like the relationship itself is on and off. And
yeah, what?
The feeling around it is that I think you're right. I do see you wanting to settle down, but I don't know if this is necessarily the time to have to do that. Okay. So don't feel obligated to settle down quite yet. Give yourself a little bit more time.
Well, I mean, is there going to be anybody coming in my life?
Yes. Yes, there will be someone that comes into your life. I do see she's kind of curled. She's got curlier kind of hair. She feels like she is African-American, or at least she has deeper colored features, so she could be you know, she could have some Latina or something, an African-American, but she feels more African-American with beautiful kind of curly hair, pressed, like perm, relaxed hair that's curly kind of, or naturally
right.
curly. And she feels like, I feel like you have talked to her or have met her before, but I feel like time has gone by and time has passed since you all have seen each other, and this doesn't happen, and I feel like this year, again, this is the time where you need to focus on getting yourself or your foundation together. It's not that you've lost your foundation with life, but you've got to kind of focus on that so then you can welcome the love that you're searching for. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. I mean,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, would that be soon? Like you said,
that
maybe
feels,
next.
You get through your financial stuff, and then look after August. Look towards the fall time, when it comes to navigating love. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's cool.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. God bless you all. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
All right. Well, I know everybody's got affairs of the heart and they're wanting to meet somebody and be with someone. I wish somebody would talk to you about maybe someone on the other side. Let me bring our next caller in because I want to be able to get everybody in today. Her name is Alcina. She's from Arizona. Hi there. Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi. You said your name is Delfina?
Not Alcina.
Oh, well, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good, good. How may I help you today?
Love and relationships. I'm actually currently in a relationship. And
mm-hmm.
as of this morning, we kind of had a disagreement. So I'm wondering if things are over or if we're going to, I guess, get over this rough patch.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, are you done?
No.
Okay. Okay. So, Are you done with the relationship? Okay. So this is what has been what it is that's coming here. If you, it's not the fact that there has to be a chapter that is closed for something else to open up, which is the heart that needs to open up within the relationship. Emotionally, what it's felt like is there's been the cycle of up and downness. You can tell me if it's so or not. That's okay, either way. But it feels like there's been the cycle of up and down emotionalness or emotional frustration within the relationship. And the feeling that I get around you, you know, is that sometimes you have to be, you're a person that likes to teach people, if that makes sense, to get them to understand your point or understand why something, you know. And the truth is that I keep seeing like tug of war. I see a vision of tug of war, and I see you letting go of your rope because there has to be something that, it's something that has to break open in order for the relationship to thrive. And I don't know if it's between both of you about being able to trust each other, but there's, and I know there's love. There's no question about the love, but there's the trust piece of this is something has to break open, and I mean break open, not necessarily up, but it must break open. How are you with communicating your feelings? Pretty good?
Yes, I'm very good at communicating my feelings. I pretty much sometimes
do you say it after
kind of,
you're fed up?
No, I actually kind of just say stuff right when I feel it. Like
good
I
for
won't
you.
Really pull things
you don't
back
have to hold
and I think
back.
Sometimes
good for you.
That's my problem. And
yes,
this
okay.
whole thing with trust issue, it's not necessarily trust. It's just like miscommunication. Certain things
yes.
that we've been trying to get over, and we did have a rough patch in the back, like in the past, and I kind of
right.
did let go. I let
well,
go. We were apart for like almost close to a year. So
yes. Well, the thing is it may not be you that's not ready. It may be them. And if they're having the issue, because the word trust is coming up again, and it's not necessarily yours. This energy feels, the feeling is to, for you, you have to trust that it's all worth it, which you know that it is, okay? And then you have to trust that person is going to realize that, okay? So it's about kind of being able to let go of your rope. You could do it gently. I don't know. Tug of war is not necessarily a gentle let go of your rope most of the time. So hopefully it's you're on something cushion, something soft or something to let go of the rope. But it feels like it's something needs to break open, and it's whether that person needs to reveal how they feel or say how they feel or something like that in order for the relationship to keep growing or keep thriving. But that's what it is. It's not, you know, it may not be you. It may be the other person going through some questionable changes or shifts within themselves.
Actually, like right now, he just texted me earlier, like, and so I think things are okay. So.
For now. Yes. Yes. For now. Okay. Well, I send you a lot of blessings, and I really hope for the best. But again, make sure that I know that there's a lot of shifts and there's some good things if possible, but also
I think
really
this relationship has already gone through, like, I probably phrase it like this, like hell and back. And I know there is real deep love there. So that's
well,
like,
there is, there is,
we
there,
are learning
there
to
is,
grow. So
yes, there is that. Make sure
okay.
you are honoring and listening to him too. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. God
okay.
bless you.
Well,
all right. Take
yes,
care.
Thank you.
And, mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got more people keep calling in. Let's go to our next caller. Her name is Julia from Florida.
Yay! Hello, Julia. How are you?
Josephine. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling in. I was, since we got a new month on the horizon here, I wanted to see if June's going to be a great month for me to find my own place and find employment.
Okay.
You can't have one without the other.
I tell you, I understand. And the first thing that I heard, keep going, Julia.
Yes, thank you.
I heard loud, it almost felt like you were running a marathon and everybody's just on the sides going, keep going, Julia. And there's like a baton being passed to you. It's like, you can do it. And, you know, so you're almost at, you know, whatever finish line, because the finish line kind of feels like it's one of those that you can create yourself. So you got to figure out what the deadline is before you, you know, cut the ribbon, which is the opposite. Mm-hmm. Normally when you run, you get to the finish line because the finish line is already there. But this is more so you get to create that ending, that result for yourself that you would like to have. But they are encouraging you to keep your momentum up, because I know that in the past couple of months or few months it's been just tiresome. And it's been tiresome for a lot of people, just so you know. So I'm sending you a big squeeze of understanding. But they're telling you to just keep going. June feels really good. Middle of June feels better, okay? And it feels like you need to I have a question. Do you have a grandfather on your mom's side in spirit?
Probably, yes.
Did you know your mother's side of the family well, or were you at a distance with them?
I only knew my grandmother.
Okay. There's the grandfather, which I think is related to the grandma somehow. I see him over here jumping up and down, which is a little different. I really don't see a lot of grandfathers jumping up and down. But I feel like he's giving you some energy. I don't know if this is necessarily in his character. I feel like when he was on Earth, he was quite a bit of a different person emotionally. But he's just sending you this motivation. You know, sometimes we have to become a little bit more firm with the direction that we want to take. So he kind of feels like someone that would be your grounding agent, someone that grounds your energy so that you can do what it is that you need to do to move forward. So he's over here saying hi. Is your mother in spirit too?
No, my grandmother is.
Okay. Was your grandmother like your mother?
They had some similarities. But
okay, because
they would never admit that.
No, because your grandmother is also sitting here, but she's also in the state of, she's sitting in a chair. It's kind of weird because it kind of looks like a recliner, but she's sitting in a chair and she's just watching you. She's almost like an eagle just staring at you. You know when people just stare through the window and you look and you're walking to get the mail and they're just kind of staring at you. Your grandma is staring at you and, you know, she's just watching you get through your stuff. So you've got support and spirit. Now it's just time for you to keep motivating yourself. But you can do this. Mid of June feels better than right now, but you just keep going. Don't let your emotions get caught up, okay, because I know that it's been hard. But you just keep, you know, stay as a, do you meditate?
Sometimes.
Okay, they just yelled at me. They said, don't, she doesn't, you should get some roses and keep them in wherever you're living. See if you can get, just buy yourself a thing of roses. And
okay.
Keep them wherever you're living. You need roses, beautiful roses. And, you know, get yourself about four or five of them and just have them wherever you, you know, sometimes if no one else is giving you flowers, you got to give them to yourself.
Yes.
Okay. And I say God bless to you. I'm going to send love because I'm hearing, I am certainly proud of you, Julia. Keep going.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank
you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Bye-bye.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I love it, Edwin. those messages come in like that. Okay, I'm going to bring Georgia in from, Sophia from Georgia. Here we go. Hi, Sophia.
Hello. Hello, ladies. Hi. How are you?
I am lovely.
Ooh la la. That's good to hear. That is good to hear. How can I help you?
I just wondering if I could just have a message, whether it's from Spirit or my guides or just what is it that I need to know? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or
what?
Yeah, I'm just open.
What? Okay. What does Sophia, do you have a subject or anything? You just want me to just ask?
You can just ask.
Okay, good. All right. All right. What does Sophia need to know? Well, the interesting thing, Sophia, I'm seeing you wearing a red blouse, which is very interesting. I don't know if you even wear red. Do you like the color red?
I do, but I don't wear it often.
I didn't think so. I think the red is the color of sassiness. Okay, a little sassiness needs to like happen. Okay, and I see you wearing this red. I'm seeing you wearing red lipstick, and this feeling around here is about allowing yourself to come out. I don't know if you've been, it's not that you've been inside that I know of, but it feels like you've kind of been inward. Do you understand? Kind of like internal. And
mm-hmm.
they're telling you to put a little bit more, put some more pizzazz. You don't have to go and get a red blouse, but the symbol around it is like stepping out, being sassy, enjoying your sassiness. They're also showing the Archangel Jophiel for you too. And Archangel Jophiel, I believe she's the Archangel of Beauty. So, and when I say beauty, it's not like, you know, the fluffy, pretty, light pink, wonderful things. This is like babies and, you know, the process of having babies. This, the deep, rich beauty of life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just reminding you, in the process of what's going on, you need to pay attention to the beauty that's surrounding you right now because you've called upon it, and I don't know why they're saying that. It feels like you've been asking for a spirit to keep illuminating you on your path and showing you the beauty of situations that, you know, in situations that for times before you may not have been able to see, if that makes sense. So they're saying to step in and keep looking at the beauty of things and smiling and enjoying it. You are free, they yell. You are free. The other thing that you are free, you are free. The other thing is, too, do you have a house with a deck?
My apartment has a patio, but I wouldn't call it a deck.
Okay, because I'm seeing, do you like to go to the beach? Are you
a
beach person?
I'm a nature person, period.
Okay, now, have you been to the beach? Because the deck, it almost felt like a beach house. Like, you know, when people rent a beach house or something, they go out and they go. They're showing me like a deck, like the back of a beach house. And there's this feeling of needing to kind of take some time to relax. You know, it's crazy because I feel like you could – you can always find something to do, Sophia. Do you understand?
That is true.
You can always find something to do, but they're saying for you right now to keep enjoying what you're doing. So keep the enjoyment in what it is that you do. Like, don't get caught up in finding something to do, but find things that you enjoy doing and do those things. The other thing is, can I ask another question? Do you have someone in spirit? He's kind of He has a belly, quite a bit of a belly, like a little bit of a beer belly, I would say lightly, even if he was non-alcoholic, he kind of has a little pudgy belly going on over here. He would wear, he's showing me himself in like an A-shirt or, you know what I'm talking about when I say an A-shirt, like it's the shirt, an undershirt, a shirt that's underneath, you know, like a nice casual shirt that a guy would wear. He's just sitting here with you, and he's just saying thank you to you. So I don't know. Is your father here on Earth?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know anyone in spirit that probably didn't have a lot of hair to me? He is Caucasian, but he has like a little bit of a belly in spirit. And he looks older, like he probably would have passed like in his 50s, 50s, 60s.
I'm not sure. And you said he's Caucasian?
Yeah, he looks Caucasian. He could be lighter.
I can't place him right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, what I'm going to say to you is that you've got this guy hanging out over here. I mean, he's not hanging on you, which is that you don't want your energy to come
yeah.
down, but he's hanging out over here. And he's just sitting here in the most relaxed state. And he's just saying thank you.
Aww.
And I don't know if it's because of all the things that you do for people or how you help and nurture people in your life or your family. I
mm-hmm.
just want to say he would be more on your father's side or someone that your father would know or someone over here. But
and
he
that's
just
possible.
Has,
I'm not very familiar
yes,
with my father's side yet.
Yes, he has. This guy just feels like, you know, just saying thank you because I think that what you do offer, you try to bring sunshine to people and you bring love to them. And I don't know if he was one necessarily to receive all that love from people. So to watch you, you know, do what you do and give that love that you give has been really helpful to him. So
Aww.
God bless you.
That is me.
Yes, God bless
you. You brought up the beach. I
yes.
have been pondering going this weekend for Memorial Day. I haven't quite made up my mind, but
just go. Stick your feet in there right now. You need to go. Just go.
Okay.
I think you just need to go do something. Like you just need to go do stuff.
I need to go exactly. That I do.
Like I think
and
you
I
think
that.
Too much. So what happens is you'll think, and then the day will go back. You go, shoot.
Oh, my word. I pulled a card earlier this evening, actually while holding on the phone waiting. And I think it said, no, it wasn't. It was one that somebody I follow on Facebook about overthinking.
Yeah, you just
so
don't let
you.
Don't. Yes, you're what? Yeah, I would say let your brain fart a little bit. That means it's getting air. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear.
I'll
thank
you
so much.
Thank you. God bless. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, now let's move right along. We've got another person online. This person
okay.
is from Orlando, Florida, and their name is Fabian. Hello?
Fabian. Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Good.
So is
you?
Fabian?
It is, but most people call me Fabian, so I just always say Fabian because every time I try to pronounce it, everybody says,
well,
hello,
Fabian.
How are you? Do you know I know two
I'm
people
fine.
By the name of Fabian? Two.
That's good.
And they're the most sparkling people in the whole world, so I'm really excited to talk to you. How can I help you today?
Okay. Well, I recently moved from New York to Orlando, and I lost my job, so I'm trying to see is there any job coming for me? And also I have a case pending, and I'm trying to find out if that's going to be resolved anytime soon.
Okay. So can you say the last end piece? Because I know
the
that
last
you moved.
End piece, yes. I moved from from New York to Orlando, and once I got here, I was laid off because I worked at home, so I was laid
yes.
off from the job. And
okay.
also I have an accident, a car accident case that was in New York, and it's been going on a year. It seems like nothing is done, so I'm trying to see if there's anything you see, if it's going to come through, if it's just something that I should just forget about. And
So I'm going to tell you, I mean, at least from what I'm seeing, the case in New York, I feel like it's a stalemate, which
mm-hmm.
feels like it's either on pause or – and it feels, and it's weird because the thing is like, I know that there were some issues that happened to you through that process, you know,
yeah.
of going through the accident,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
They are questioning, like, the seriousness, like how much, like, the seriousness of it. I don't know why they're saying the seriousness. So it feels
okay.
like there's a stalemate of it, so I wouldn't depend on that right now.
Okay.
But I can tell you around the work piece, you know, what I have found is that when you moved from New York to Orlando, I think that was a very smart move from you, for you. So congratulations. I know that was it? Yes, it's not your way.
Like,
this is, I don't think you're going to be staying there. That's not your forever place. Do you understand what I mean? But or it isn't your forever place because I feel like you like something just a little bit more busy. So
yeah.
The feeling is yeah. So I mean, I would even look at D.C. or Chicago or somewhere like this. But the feeling is that with the work stuff, I keep seeing that you're going to be in a transition of going into a completely new career. So the reason why there's been a little bit of a slow pause or some issues, and even the reason why you got laid off is because there's something that you have been doing that you've been doing for a while and you know how to do that is shifting, and it's almost as asking you to kind of go on a new career path. And, you know, you're really good. I'm just going to say from what I see, you're really good with planning, bringing people together. You're really good at organization structure. You're really good at all of this kind of stuff. And they're saying to you to really look at what you want to do and do it. For you, it's not the job that I'd be worried about. It's the job is more so for you to get money to go and do whatever it is that you like to do. It's kind of like get the money, get the abundance that you need. And you are going, they give me the word contract or contractor. So there may be a project. The word project is also tied beside the contractor situation. It feels like you're going to be getting a project or something that will kind of withstand you or keep you going for a while. So it's like don't worry so much. You've got a friend that's within the same kind of business or work that watches out for you, okay? So there's a friend that I see kind of coming and asking you about a possibility. So they're saying to you to keep your eyes open. But the truth is that you want to look at – seeing how you want to shift your career. It's easy to do what you've been doing, but they're saying that, you know, I see you needing to expand or go even further or deeper or find a way to move even into a bigger pool of work. Again, Orlando was a good move for now, but again, I see you moving, you know, I see you moving again. And again, I'm going to just say you may want to look not right now, but you may just want to look at Chicago. And I used to live there for a little bit, but they're screaming. They're saying, like, you probably want to look at Chicago and see if it smells good to you.
Okay. And
yeah, so
the job, is it something that's soon or quick? Because, I mean,
money is would be a good thing. They're saying to you, you know, I don't see, it feels like maybe towards, Soon to me is like a month, okay? So the thing is that you want to stay within 3 to 4 weeks. So keep your eyes open. Do you have children? Do you have a child?
Yes, I do. I have a son.
Son, okay. They just showed me a needing to, are you all pretty close?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like this is some time where you can kind of work with him or help, like, I feel like he needs to be kind of focused on a little bit. I don't know why, but he does, and he needs that from you because sometimes with work, even though work is freaking, you know, your family first, you love your family and everything. When you work, you're in it. Do you understand? Like when you start working, you get kind of caught like in it, like you're you stay in it. He needs a little bit more of your focus just for now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yes. But I want to say you've been doing such a great job in the midst of all the change, so keep up what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You too. You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a great show. Did it go fast or what? Well, we are
it
at the end of the show. And, honey, you helped so many people. And you're just such a blessing to everyone. I want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to bring Annie in. Let her say.
Okay.
Annie?
Yes. Hey,
hi.
Melanie. Wow.
Hi, how
what
are
awesome
you?
What an awesome show, honey. I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Just thank you so much for being the awesomeness that you are. Thank you.
Well, thank you, honey. I want to ask a quick question if I can.
Yes.
I have a lot coming up these next couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And my niece is getting married in June, so I'll be going to Nashville, and I'm doing her wedding cake and groom's cake.
Ooh la la.
And then my son's getting married in July, at the end of July, and I'm doing his wedding cake and groom's cake. So I want to see, do you see those going smoothly for me? And then do I have a message from the other side?
Okay, so with the cakes or with that experience, they're showing me, you know when you squeeze frosting?
Yes.
Okay, are you kind of an intense squeezer? I know this sounds weird.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you want to be gentle on this is the weirdest stuff I've ever heard. You've got to be more gentler on the squeezy part. Like,
okay.
Like that. I see beautiful red roses on the cake.
Okay.
Okay. And I also see one of the cakes, and I think it's the bridegroom, but I see these beautiful red, like those deep, that rich red rose. I see them on the cake.
Uh-huh.
I have a question. Is your mother is in living? She's living. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. How is she doing?
Like, well, that's a great thing. I have been my mother's caretaker since October 2014. She lives with me.
Okay.
I miss me trying to do a lot.
Yes. Okay, they just told me to draw some attention to your mom, okay?
Okay.
But the thing is, the wedding should be okay, but let go of the perfection of the cake. It's sometimes better for it to come from love, and you're really good at this work, by the way, but it's better to come from love than come from perfection around the cake stuff.
Okay.
Okay, and I don't know what
okay
that means, but, you know, the feeling is like it's going to be beautiful. The energy is great. But they say ease up on your hands, and I think it could be because do you have any issues with your hands themselves? Do you have arthritis or any carpal tunnel or anything like that?
Well, I think I could tend to. I fight that
you're
all the time.
So far.
And
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
so
just ease up on that icing pushy thing. I don't know what that's called. Do you know what is that called?
Well,
I'm gonna go
on like the bag,
the
icing bag.
Yes.
Yes. And
and they're also showing me two little girls. Does the bride have daughters or does someone I see two little girls going down the aisle.
Well, in my son's wedding, there is going to be two little girls going
okay
down the aisle.
One, there may be, I know you're doing the cake, but some of them are, they may need help with flowers or they may need help with something from you, too, down the road.
Okay.
Just be open, okay?
Okay.
The last bit, I'm trying to check in to see if there's anything from the other side. It was weird because when I talked, I was asking you about your mother. I almost can I ask a question? Does your mother look a lot like your grandmother?
She, yes, she's starting to, yes.
Okay, because the feeling is I saw this woman, and she felt like she was in spirit. She did not feel like she was in the land of the living. But I was wanting to bring in reference to your mother. She was holding her hand out above me like she was looking over the whole thing, and it feels like things are going to be turn out fine. And I don't know if she – it feels like your grandmother or one of your grandmothers, I think it's, again, on your mom's side, was she very about table placing, like making sure – was she about holidays and putting things out for holidays and, like, table stuff at all? Do you remember?
Not really my grandmother, but my Aunt Annie, who I'm named after, which was my grandfather's wife. I mean, grandfather's sister, she was.
Okay, because I'm. Okay, there we go. And was she. Did she have like deep colored, like dark eyes? Not scary dark eyes, but like darker color eyeballs? Like brown? Or was she more blue?
More blue.
Okay, this lady just showed me her eyes. Her eyes are more brown. So I don't know. But there's a lady. I'm just going to tell you. There's a lady, she's wearing all white, she's dressed and she's paying attention to the setting on the table, she's putting things together, and if this is your aunt, then I would say yes. Was she motherly at all?
A little bit. She did not have children, so she always doted on all of us. And
okay,
she had
good,
money,
okay.
So she,
okay.
She
okay,
always
good.
Did for us.
Yes, she's showing me a thing of pearls. She's got a pearl necklace on. She's really quite a lovely lady. And she's coming in, and she's above you, watching over you and making sure that things are taken care of. So you are getting help from spirit to get through these things. The key for you is to not put too much pressure on yourself.
Right.
Enjoy what you're going through. It's nice.
Okay, enjoy what I'm going through, and then I didn't hear what you said.
It's nice. Like, this is good.
Okay.
You know, and you need to know also, too, that you're appreciated. There's a great appreciation coming from this side. You may not be aware of how much people appreciate you, because you kind of just do what you do and you go home, you know what I mean? But you are very much appreciated.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that feels good. Okay.
Yeah, I think that feels good, too, because it's like warm and fuzzy energy over here coming to you.
Yeah, because some days it's just overwhelming. I mean.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the other thing is about being able to, you know, you can make some artistic choices around, you know, what's going on, this, you know, with the work, too. I think you're really good at about this piece when it comes to the wedding. So, you know, feel free to listen, but know what it is that you have to do when it comes to fixing everything. You know, like you already know what it is that you've got to do. Take in what people are saying to you. Do the best that you can. It's going to be a lovely wedding.
Okay, great.
Okay. Love and blessings to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Was a great message. Well, Melanie, thank you, honey, for this wonderful time again. And I want to get you back again soon. And I know that you did help a lot of people. Seems like a lot of people are wanting to know about their love life and getting a job. So I guess
that's
on everybody's big agenda right now. But thank you again.
It is.
And
thank you.
I appreciate you so much. And we will see you in the near future.
Thank you so much. Many God blesses to you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Tune in, everybody, next week. Tune in on Monday. We're going to have another great speaker. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.